They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is Friday. That's Jeff Pitt's day. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. And each Friday, we bring Jeff in to talk about stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week. Yeah, what's going on? I know. So did you have fun at Halloween?
Very much.
Yeah? Good time?
Good time. Got some candy. Got cold.
Got cold. Yeah, it was cold.
Chilly.
Yeah.
But.
Show must go on.
It's worth it.
And now it's all over with. And we're just kind of, we sit around and we go, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now?
Now it's on to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. Big T.
Big T. Is that what we call it?
Big T, yeah. We'd be doing Big T.
Turkey Day. Not yet, though. First, hockey.
Hockey.
We got the Bucks tonight and Saturday.
Bucks. And who are the Bucks playing?
They're playing Madison tonight, Lincoln tomorrow.
So, Madison, Kentucky, or Madison...
Is there a Madison, Kentucky?
I'm sure there is.
Well, I'm sure it is Madison, Kentucky, then.
We hate them. How's that?
No, it's probably Madison, Wisconsin.
Even more reason.
We hate them. So those times are puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
6 o'clock Saturday.
Bucks are just kind of kicking off, getting in the groove of things, middle of the standings.
I like it.
Yep. Also tonight.
Yeah.
In a magical underwater kingdom, the young mermaid Ariel longs to leave her ocean home and her fins behind and live in the world above.
This must be the Little Mermaid.
That's right.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is at the Cap Theater in Altoona.
Really?
Starting tonight, and it runs through for the next couple weeks till the 17th. You ever seen it?
No.
Not even on video?
No.
Me neither.
But you will.
It's in my future.
Emma Jean says, Emma Jane.
Yep. Yeah.
She'll say, Daddy, can we watch Little Mermaid? Of course.
Yeah, I've got a lot of princess movies in my future. I think I'm looking forward to them.
Yep. All right.
What's your favorite Saturday Night Live alum? You have one?
You know, just because I interviewed him, and he was fun to interview.
Uh-huh.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was fun. He was fun.
I bet.
Yeah. He's a good guy. But, you know, they're all
good.
Yeah.
Okay, so also starting tonight, one of the biggest shopping events of the year, it says.
Tonight?
It's going on all weekend. Oh. Starts tonight, goes through the weekend at the event center.
And it is called?
It is called.
Not the Great Shopping Adventure.
The Great Shopping Adventure. Des Moines Holiday Boutique is what
it's called. Yes.
So it's holiday stuff.
Break out your wallet.
Buy
more stuff, yeah.
The annual event attracts nearly 15,000 attendees and features unique, high-quality vendors displaying the latest trends, jewelry, gifts, children's items, gourmet foods, just in time for the holiday season.
Oh, boy. Part with your money. That's the place to go.
What's the best gift you've ever gotten?
You know, I have I have had so many wonderful gifts. One that really stands out that's very unique is the inaugural booklet for President Truman's first inaugural.
Wow.
Yeah. 1948.
Wow, so that is a good gift.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool.
Did you get that recently?
No, it's been several years.
Yeah. Still have it?
Oh, yeah.
What's in an inaugural booklet?
Well, I'll show it to you.
Is it like a speech?
No, it's who's coming, you know, what's going on. It's like the program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a...
And this would have been... He was only elected once, right? So
correct. So he
this
took
would have
over...
been like after 2 years of presidency?
Right. He took over after Roosevelt died, and then he was elected, and then...
And then that was it, I think.
It.
He just had like a six-year... And
then Ike was elected, I believe.
Yeah. So he didn't run and lose. He just
didn't run.
Must have been it.
Right.
Also, moving on. Oh, this one's, it's called Night Mother.
Night Mother. Night Mother.
Like, good night, Mother.
Yeah.
The scene is the living room kitchen of a small house in an isolated country road, which is shared by Jessie and her mother. Jessie's father has passed away. Loveless marriage ended in divorce.
Loveless marriage.
Her absent son is a petty thief and a never-do-well.
Oh.
Her last job didn't work out.
Nope.
And in general, her life is stale and unprofitable.
So?
As the play begins, Jessie asks her father for his service revolver.
Ooh, get out of here.
So this is a depressing
drama.
It even says that. It says warning.
This is a depressing drama. Where is this playing?
Ankeny Community Theater.
All right. So,
deals with heavy issues, it says.
So listen, if you guys want to get really juiced up there in Ankeny.
But they do a good job.
And make it fun. All right.
Not fun, but you know, like moving.
Right.
Powerful.
Yeah. Just in time.
You'd rather have the comedy.
Just in time for the holiday season.
That's right.
Yeah, just get your jollies on up there in Ankeny.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I Am, He Said, a Neil Diamond celebration.
What?
This is not a tribute show, but a celebration of a musical icon, Neil Diamond. The man, the myth.
And the music.
And the music.
Yeah.
There's like a band called the Killer V's. They perform songs like Cracklin' Rosie, Song Sung Blue, Sweet Caroline.
So this is a band that...
It says it's not a tribute, but it is.
Yeah. Okay.
This is at the Temple Theater this weekend, Saturday.
Got it.
Yeah. You like Neil Diamond?
I do.
Sweet Caroline?
It's all right. You know, Neil's been around a long, long time.
Is he still?
Yeah.
Can you? What point can you start a tribute band? Do you have to have their?
I don't know. I have no idea. But you know, I'll never forget. He did. In the 1980s, early 80s, he did the movie version of The Jazz Singer. That was great.
Was it?
Coming to America. That was his...
Coming to America.
Yeah, I was in that show.
I think my mom had that album.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
That rings a bell. I didn't... Yeah, okay.
Probably 82, I think it was. 81, 82.
Huh.
Yep.
Also this weekend, at Hoyt Sherman, the Goo Goo Dolls. Remember these?
Yeah, I do remember the Goo Goo Dolls.
You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't want to go home right now.
I don't want to go home right now.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah.
This show would be so much better if I could just rip off
sing.
Lyrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if I could remember them. I do remember the Goo Goo Dolls, yes.
Yep. So they'll be at Hoyt Sherman Sunday.
Sunday. Got it.
Also Sunday, they were, all right, tell me when you know it.
Okay.
They were just four guys from Jersey.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
no
saying you got it unless you got it.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
And?
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. No?
But what is this? So that is the subject of what this is.
I don't know.
Jersey Boys.
Oh, Jersey Boy. Oh, okay.
Which is about?
About Frankie Valli. Right. Jersey Boys coming to town?
Coming to town. Hoyt Sherman.
Jersey Boys.
Somewhere in town.
Just look for it.
Jersey Boys.
Yeah. Oh, those notes.
Pella Opera House. You ever been there?
I have not been to the Pella Opera House. I do not own any wooden shoes.
Shit.
I know. I think that's like the price of admission.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Wooden shoes.
Who would have thought, right?
Why would you wear wooden shoes?
Well, they float.
Is that the...
I don't know.
It's like the opposite of cement shoes?
Yeah, that's it.
Or are they for like stomping wine?
No.
Or grapes, I mean.
No. You can't stomp wine in wooden shoes.
No?
Barefoot. Got to stomp wine barefoot.
I think I'd rather do it in the wooden
shoes.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, Rumpelstiltskin is coming to the Opera House.
Really?
Might be something.
Yeah. Pella Opera House, Rumpelstiltskin.
That would be the last name I would guess. If I had to guess, like, you know the storyline, right?
Yeah.
Have to guess the name of the Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Do I hear a chicken?
You do.
Yeah, okay, let's leave it at that.
Okay. It's amazing what happens here, isn't it?
I
a slice of heaven.
Some Rumble Skills, and that's Tuesday. Also Tuesday, if Opera's not your bag, Iowa State basketball home schedule kicks off against Mississippi Valley State.
Hate them.
Here come the clones. You hate?
Mississippi Valley State.
All right.
Hate them.
Hate them. Hilton Coliseum. Basketball season.
Basketball.
It's basketball already.
I know. We just got through with the World Series.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was a Nats guy.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really have a dog in the hunt.
Well, I know, but yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Something good needed to happen for Washington, D.C., and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's see. Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena, Iowa Wild.
Hockey.
And they are on fire.
Yeah. Who are they playing? Thursday.
Chicago Wolves.
Hate them.
Hate them.
Hate them. The Wolves of Chicago.
And that's a wrap. That's all
puck,
we got.
Puck drops at 7:05. About that?
Actually, 10:30 a.m.
What?
Yeah, I had to double check that one.
Huh.
It might be their biggest game of the year where they have, like, they bring in a just like
boatload of kids.
Kids, yeah. I don't know that for sure.
I don't know. You know, drinking $8 beers at 10 o'clock in the morning just doesn't sound like it. All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and into next week. That wraps it up for another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.